Monday, October 30th, finally after, I don't know, 6 months maybe, I finished The Sopranos, all 6 seasons. I definitely did a podcast about it when I started. You probably don't recall, but this was not my first time through, but it sort of felt like it because I always knew that I did not have the connection with the greatness of this, classic show when it was live. And I always thought I needed to go back and redo. And I've been thinking about it many times. And finally, earlier this year, decided to dive in. Took a break over the summer, didn't really get to it at all then. And went really hard the last month or so and just banged it all out. So a lovely experience. I already missed the gang, to be honest, not having anything fun to watch beyond that. Need a new old show to get back into. But anyway, Sopranos. I enjoyed it. I think it got oddly better as it went on, which is strange for a show like that. Maybe it just took me a while to get into it, or maybe because it was 6 months ago that I started season one. Maybe I don't remember that it was great then too, but I enjoyed it more, felt it more in the last season, the last 2 seasons, than I did in the first 2 seasons. It really is about James Gandolfini for me. While obviously there are other very intriguing characters and some great performances, I don't think there are that many. I think he is just a massive force of nature in this series and really makes the whole thing go. Whereas some of the other, classics, which I'll get to the classic in a second, but just thinking right now through it, I think I don't think Don Draper holds the same weight, nor do I think Walter White holds the same weight. Two that come to mind with, dominant male leads. Where does it fit in the pantheon? For me, obviously, I lean one way heavily, and that is with The Wire. And I don't think Sopranos is close, to be honest. I think it's very good and can be in the conversation of the next tier with some of the other shows that I just mentioned, plus probably a handful of others. But for me, and I know that most people put Wire, Game of Thrones even, which I never watched. Most people say Wire or Sopranos. Others may say Breaking Bad, may say Mad Men. But those are, the ones that are usually in the conversation. And it was very good, but it was not on the same tier for me. I understand this is a subjective process. It just so happens that subjectively I'm usually right. And The Wire is just way better, but nonetheless doesn't negate my enjoyment of The Sopranos and missing the guys, not having a chance to go later tonight and just kind of throw on and see these dudes doing their thing. Also, I guess the ending, that last scene in the diner when that Journey song starts playing was really like a lot of emotions running through there, knowing how it's going to end. Just like, even I was like on the edge of my seat emotionally, even though I knew exactly what was about to happen. The nothingness of the cut to black, but I really felt that going in. Anyway, while watching it, I realized how disconnected I was from it the first time through, because there were many things that I didn't remember. Like I remembered some of the high level things that, like, I knew. Spoiler alert! So give yourself a second to bow out for a second. I knew Adriana was gonna get got for being a snitch. I knew Christopher was gonna die. I didn't remember exactly how or when in the story. I didn't remember that this was ended like that. That it ended with this war versus New York, and that Syl got taken out and Bobby got taken out. I don't know if Syl ended up dying. He's just in the hospital in coma, brain dead. I didn't remember any of that stuff. So that was good and exciting, which made it for a better experience getting to, experience a lot of this stuff for the first time. Like, I didn't really have a vibe of who Phil Leotardo was versus Johnny Sack. Like, I knew the names, but I couldn't place it. So I guess bad job by, 26-year-old me not really diving into this show. I think back then it was just I was a lot less wise and did not, I was just like, hey, let's see some mafia shit and see people killing each other and that. Like, and if it didn't have that in it, I wasn't smart enough or wise enough or care enough to get into the real psychological aspect of what the show is really about with the inner workings of a mob boss and like the anxiety and panic attacks and real emotions that quote unquote real people feel too. I probably didn't dive into that enough as a 20-something that I can way, way, way more appreciate and acknowledge and respect now as a 40-something. Anyway, that's that. So whatever's next, give me your recommendations, and we'll see what happens.